Today on my walk, I was thinking about the importance of learning how to ask for help and how to formulate questions that will get you the help that you need. I'm Marina Joy. This is Voice Notes, and I am glad you're here. All right, so let's get into this. Often, our kids need help. And yet, when they ask for help, they're not actually getting the answer they need to do the thing that they're trying to do. They don't know how to formulate the question. And it might not be just ask that they need to ask the question to. Perhaps they need to ask somebody who has information that we don't, that is good at the thing that they are curious about. So they need to know how to ask somebody else. And generally, people, if you're not formulating the question right, then people just guess at the question they think you're trying to ask. And then they'll give an answer based on that, which means you're not always going to get the answer that you need. So let's get into it a little bit. Like, how can we help your tween ask questions without it being a big ordeal to learn how to do it? You know, the eye rolling, the yeah, whatever. It is an important skill. So here are some ideas that might be helpful. So first of all, we want to think about this idea of the most immediate constraint. I got this idea from Nick Peterson, and it's been super helpful. And maybe it'll help you too and help your tween so you can ask better questions. And the thing with the most immediate constraint is what you're trying to figure out is what is the very next step that I need to take, that step is tripping me up. So not 3 steps down the road, but literally, if you were walking and you went to take that very next step, what is that obstacle in your way? And then the question is around how to remove that obstacle so that you can move forward. If you have been studying history, and you have talked about how, well, it's not even just history, it happens nowadays too. They cut down the logs, they bring them to the river, and they float them down the river because it is an easier way to transport the logs. Now, every now and again, there is a log that decides it wants to go sideways. It causes a log jam. So now it backs up all the logs down the river. But once you find the log that's causing the problem, remove it, then they all start flowing down the river again. And so that's what we want to help your tween sort out is what is that log that's causing the log jam? And then the question is around how to get rid of that log jam. What can you do? But if you don't even know what it is, it's hard to ask the right question. Here's a third way to think about that. And you can try all three ways and see what resonates with your kid, see what works. We're just going for what works. And every kid is different. So, this idea of playing the movie in your mind, but with a little bit of a twist. So, say your kid is really into comics, animation, cartoons, whatever, this kind of thing. So, get them to envision this situation as an animation in their mind. And so, you have your good guy, you have your villain. You have your wise counsel, And so what is the villain doing to prevent the good guy from doing the thing that he wants to do? So they might be able to picture that in their mind if they're big into like animated movies and this kind of thing. So then you go, okay, so the villain is trying to throw this obstacle into the path of the good guy. Now, the good guy needs to go to the wise council and ask them what they should do. But in order to do that, they need to clearly identify the problem that the villain is throwing in their way first, so that when they go to the wise council, they're going to get the answer that's going to be the solution for overcoming or defeating this obstacle that the villain put in their way. So whether you're thinking about taking that very next step in that immediate constraint, like what is tripping you up, whether you are thinking about the logjam, whether you're playing the movie in your mind, the outcome is all the same. We want to be able to ask the question that's actually going to remove the constraint, remove the obstacle, so you can take the very next step and do the thing. And while this has all been kind of theoretical, what does this play out like in real life? Well, when we think about, you know, if your kid is asking, hey, mom, what's for lunch? Well, we don't really need to like refine that question. What we're more talking about is they are perhaps doing a writing assignment. And as they're going through this writing assignment, they're stuck. And they're frustrated. They're frustrated because they don't know the very next thing to do. They can perhaps see the outcome. They know that they're supposed to end up with a paragraph or a story or an essay, whatever is required of the assignment. They know that's where they're supposed to be. They know some of the steps, but it could be that a micro step is tripping them up. But they don't necessarily know how to ask the question to get the answer so they can move forward. And so this is a great opportunity for you then to talk about, okay, what is this step that's tripping you up? So you know how, you know, define what they know how to do already. You know how to write a sentence. Excellent. You know how to write a paragraph. Like, where are we tripping up? No, it's deeper than that. Okay. You don't know how to make a transition. How do I get from this paragraph to this paragraph? Okay, now we're getting somewhere because they have identified what the obstacle is. And then as you dig deeper, you're like, oh, you need to know how to do transitions. Okay, so let's figure out how to write a transition from this paragraph to this paragraph. And then you can move forward. That moves the log from the logjam. The villain is no longer able to cause problems with the transition and block things there. Now the good guy is free to move forward and create this stellar story or excellent essay, if we want to get all alliterative, and move forward. So this is such an important skill, and you can have some fun with it. In fact, this is a framework, like these three things with the immediate constraint, the logjam, the playing the movie in your mind. I use these all the time. It might help you too, and your tween. And then it just becomes the way that you solve problems. The way that, you know, when you're procrastinating about something, then you think, what is my most immediate constraint? Like, why am I not doing this? Oh, it's because I don't know this very next step. Well, how can I figure out what that very next step is, or how to do that very next step? And once you have that figured out, you know, you can go to the resources, look in the books, ask people, Google it, whatever, then you can move forward. All right, I am going to end it there for today. I hope this is helpful. And now, maybe your next or your most immediate constraint for having an amazing day is taking a few minutes and having a cup of tea. I know that's what I'm going to do right now. I hope you do take a few minutes for yourself and then enjoy the rest of your day. All right, until next time.